And some people say, why it's not possible for the vegetables to survive on one day? For one day they can survive without sunlight. You can't have the cake and eat the cake. If I agree it's a 24-hour day, they can survive. But the moment you say it's an epoch, a long period, the vegetation kingdom cannot survive for thousands of years, millions of years without sunlight. So if you say it's a long period, you can conciliate only 2 out of 6 points. And if you say it's a 24-hour day, even if I agree that vegetable kingdom came without sunlight, it can survive for 125 days, I agree. You can reconciliate only 1 point out of 6. Yet, there are scientific errors in the Bible. Today, science tells us, and there are many scientists who have given various hypotheses, how will the earth end? But irrespective of whether the hypotheses are right or wrong, either the earth will perish, it will end, or it will remain forever. Both cannot take place simultaneously. But that is exactly what the Bible says. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, verse number 10 and 11, that Almighty God created the earth and it shall perish. The same message is repeated in the book of Psalms, chapter number 102, verse number 25 and 26, that Almighty God made the earth and the heavens, and the earth shall perish. They both shall perish. So two verses of the Bible says that the earth will perish. But there are other two verses of the Bible which say that the earth will remain forever. It's mentioned in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 1, verse number 4, that the earth will abide forever. And it is mentioned in the book of Psalms, chapter number 78, verse number 69, that the earth has been established forever. So two verses of the Bible say the earth will perish, and two verses of the Bible say the earth will abide forever. Either the earth will perish or will abide forever. Both cannot take place together scientifically. So two verses of the Bible have to be unscientific. I let the people, the Christian brothers and sisters, to tell me which of the two verses are unscientific. But two have to be unscientific. Further, it's a common fact today. It's a universal fact that the earth is spherical. But the Bible gives a picture of the earth which is flat. It's mentioned in the Bible in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 4, verse number 8. It says that the devil took him up, talking about Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. He took him up to an exceedingly tall mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the earth and the glory in it. The same message repeated in the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 4, verse number 5. That the devil took him, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, to the mountain, to the top of the mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the earth. Now, even if we agree that the devil took Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, to the tallest mountain in the world, which is Mount Everest, and even if we assume that from the top we can see for miles together, the eyesight was very good, even if we can see for miles together, it will not be possible to see all the kingdoms of the earth, because today we know that the world is spherical and light travels in straight lines. Even if you go to the highest mountain, we will not be able to see the kingdom on the opposite side of the spherical world. We can only see all the kingdoms of the world if the world was flat, indicating that the Bible says that the shape of the earth was flat. And a similar message repeated in the book of Daniel, chapter number 4, verse number 10, where it says that in a dream, the person saw a tree growing up high into the heavens, and it grew up so tall and so strong that all the ends of the earth could see it. Though it's a dream, it was an inspired dream. And here it gives a picture of flat earth. The only way that if you can have a very tall tree, the only way that everyone in the world can see if they have a good eyesight, is if the earth was flat. It's not possible if the earth is spherical, the people living on the other side of the globe will not be able to see the tree, even if it's the tallest tree in the world, or even if it's miles together goes up in the heaven. It's not possible. So the Bible gives a picture of the earth which is flat. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, it says in chapter number 75, verse number 3, that the earth has got pillars. It's mentioned in the book of Job, chapter number 9, verse number 6, that the earth is set on pillars. And further in the first Samuel, chapter number 2, verse number 8, it says that Almighty God has set the earth on pillars. The Bible says that the earth is supported on pillars. Not only the earth, the Bible also says in the book of Job, chapter number 26, verse number 11, that the heaven is supported on pillars. And the Quran says in Surah Luqman, chapter number 31, verse number 10, that the heavens have got no pillars. Can't you see? Can't you see that the heavens have got no pillars? It's unscientific to say that the earth has got pillars and the heavens have got pillars. But that is exactly what the Bible says. In the field of diet and nutrition, even a layman today knows that there are certain poisonous fruits and plants like wild berries, like datura, like strychnine, plant containing alkaloids, oleander, buckeye pod, that if a person, if he ingests it, if he eats it, there are high chances that he'll die. But the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 29, that lawful for you, tells the human being, that you can eat all the herbs and shrubs on the earth, all the seed-bearing plants you can eat, as well as all the trees bearing fruits, and all the fruits which have got seeds, you can have them for meat, that is, have them for food. Bible says you can have all the plants which have got seeds, all the fruits which have got seeds, all the trees which bear fruits and have seeds, you can eat them for food. But naturally, even a layman today knows that there are various poisonous plants. If a person has, there are high chances that he will die. And the Bible has a scientific test to identify a true Christian believer. The Bible says in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 16, verse number 17 and 18, that these signs shall follow a true believer. Means these signs will be there in the true Christian believer. And it continues and says that in my name he shall cast out devils and shall speak in foreign tongues. He can hold the serpent with his hand, and if he has deadly poison, if he drinks deadly poison, it shall not harm him. And if he places his hand on the sick shall be cured. In the past 10 years of my life, I have met thousands of Christians, including Christian missionaries. I have not come across a single Christian who has passed the scientific test. It is known as the conformity test, to confirm whether a human being is a true Christian or is a true Christian believer or not. He has to follow Mark chapter 16, verse number 17 and 18. And I have not come across a single Christian who has passed this conformity test and proved to me that he is a Christian believer. I have not come across a single Christian who has had poison in front of me and say, "See here, poison, give me poison, I'll have it and nothing will happen to me." I have not come across a single. And it's unfortunate that if there were such Christian believers, even if one of them was there in every city, we would not have required the hospitals. You know, the Bible says that these two Christian believers, if they place their hand on the sick shall be cured. Even if we have only one Christian believer, in all the cities of the world, we will not have to build hospitals and medical centers and primary health centers. Why waste billions of dollars of the human beings? We don't have to have research centers to try and find cure for AIDS or cure for cancer. You know, even if you have one Christian believer in every city, only thing he has to do is place his hand on the sick and the sick shall be cured. This is known as the falsification test. A person who's not a Christian believer will never attempt this test, because if he attempts, he will fail. If he has poison, he will die. So a person who doesn't attempt this test, it proves he's not a Christian. So next time when you meet a Christian, this is a confirmatory test you produce to him. If he doesn't attempt it, that means he's not a true Christian. Because the true Christian will not get afraid to attempt the test, because if it's the word of God, the Bible, he should not get scared to have poison, it will not harm him.